Welcome to the Paleo View. I'm Stacey Toth of PaleoParents.com. You might know me as one of the co-authors to Eat Like a Dinosaur, Beyond Bacon, or the upcoming Real Life Paleo books. But what you'll find out on this show is that I really like to talk about tangents and soapboxes, and definitely about lifting heavy things.
And I'm Dr. Sarah Ballantyne of ThePaleoMom.com. I'm the author of two books, The Paleo Approach and the upcoming companion guide, The Paleo Approach Cookbook. I'm a huge nutrient density geek, and I just can't help talking about science.
News and Views, where Sarah and I catch up, and you get to listen to our gossip. Hello, Sarah.
How's it going?
Evidently, I'm doing better than you are, because in our pre-chat, you were like, oh my god,
I'm so tired. I am exhausted. So I can't actually like tell everybody why I'm so exhausted. I will say as much as I can say.
You had some teaser photos up on Instagram.
I had some teaser photos up on Instagram. So I'm working on hashtag secret project. Clearly, if you look on Instagram, I'm getting my hair and makeup professionally done, and there are cameras, and there are various locations, and various wardrobe changes.
Just no wardrobe malfunctions, hopefully.
Although, holy smokes, is this a whole new experience, which I would really love to be telling people all about. There will be like in the not too distant future, a really, really big reveal. But at this point I have quite the strict confidentiality clause in my contract. Everything that I've shared so far, I've had to okay with the other party of the contract. Oh, this is painful. I am sorry, everybody. But it's really cool, and I'm really looking forward to being able to share it with everyone. The entire project will be done in about 2 months, so that will be when I get to do the big reveal, and everybody will get to know what I'm doing, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But it's been really, really fun. And really, really surprisingly hard work and really exhausting. Long days, early mornings, and high energy all day. And I'm just wiped out. I think I texted you earlier that I was going to like work on the slides for our AHS talk tonight until I couldn't focus on them anymore. I'm exhausted. And school starts tomorrow.
That is so crazy to me.
It's a little bit crazy to me too, because I grew up, I mean, I guess it's different in different regions of the U.S. Where I grew up in the West Coast of Canada, we went to school the Tuesday after Labor Day, and then we kept on until the end of June. So we had like July and August off, and my kids have it shifted a month. So they start in early August.
Yeah, us too.
But then they go until the end of May. So they have June and July off instead. And it disorients me every year, like every year and twice, right? Because it disorients me when school's all of a sudden over, and then it disorients me again when school's all of a sudden starting. But can I tell you something? Really, really, you're just going to be shaking your head. You are totally going to shake your head. I'm going to be the room mom for my...
Oh my gosh. I'm not even shaking my head. I'm shaking my fist. Sarah, you need to stop. Like, I feel badly, but we are not active in the PTA, and we are not active in room moms. Even though my husband is a stay-at-home parent, like, we do stuff, and he is super busy, and you taking that on is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Thanks, man. To be fair, I don't actually know what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah, obviously.
it's something that I really wanted to be that mom. Like it was like, that was one of the things.
Yeah, I'm sure it will bring you a lot of joy and stuff, and you don't have books going on this year. So I hope that you,
well, this was the figured out factor was like, I'm not going to be working on a book probably this whole year. And so it was like, if I'm ever going to do this and try it out and see how fun it is. This is the year. And then the other thing was the teacher my daughter has was the student teacher who was in her classroom last year. And so we already have a relationship with this teacher. And then she got hired as a second grade teacher. So we're like super excited. She's amazing. She is so good. And so it just felt like, I don't know. I want to be the teacher's friend. And this is my way of trying to become her friend.
I want to be anonymous to the teachers. I want my children to behave. I want them to do well in school. I want to never hear from anybody. I just want it to just go smooth.
To just happen.
Yeah. No, that's not true. I mean, we obviously care and we try to participate as much as we can, but we don't volunteer for that kind of stuff. And Wesley still goes to a co-op preschool, which means Matt technically works at the school and has to do volunteer hours every quarter. And like, even just keeping up with that kind of stuff is really overwhelming for us. So perhaps if we didn't have that, we could have room for room mom. But
I actually already volunteer at both my kids' schools quite a lot.
Yeah.
So I already do, you know, the math centers and the reading time, and I go and have lunch with them, and I'm there for all the parties. So I kind of feel like this is just now the organizational side, and organization's like one of my skills. So I'm actually remarkably, this I'm sure is a huge shock to anybody who's ever talked to me for 5 minutes. But I am
it's one of the few things we have in common.
We have a lot more in common than that.
So, hey, you mentioned something earlier, and then you just kept yammering about this thing.
Right.
So, you're supposed to be working on our AHS presentation right now.
It is technically due tonight.
Woohoo! Yes. And I haven't even gotten to the part that I need to do, which is basically the layman's bullets of your scientific slides. I got the easy job on this one for sure, but I can't do it until you do your job. So what we've decided is that we're just going to do a little check-in show and give people a heads up that we are talking at AHS, what we're talking about, because we're both doing two presentations, one together, and then hop off so that Sarah can prepare for school tomorrow and presentations and get rest, because if you haven't figured it out yet, she's traveling to California from the East Coast, and her children are starting school, and she's wrapping up a big project this week. So, just a few things going on.
Just one or two. Yeah,
just a little. And this is what happens when you work on a book, is you put everything
well,
on
that
hold.
That was exactly what happened. Yeah. So, I had, you know, like, really cool opportunities, right? Things that you don't say no to. And it was just like, yep, I absolutely, yep. You know, as soon as the book's done at the beginning of July, I'll be able to work on that. And then all of a sudden the book was done. I was like,
and then you've got a list of like 50 things that you're supposed to work
on.
Yes. I
have way more to do now than I had when I was working on the book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oops.
So what is this presentation you're working on?
You want to know about it so that you can actually talk about it?
Yeah.
What you're saying?
Yeah.
You'd like me to tell you about what we're talking about?
No, I want you to tell our audience what we're talking about.
Stacy and I are doing a presentation. The overall theme is women's health. And what we're really trying to get at is that a lot of the discussions that are happening right now within the ancestral health movement, within the paleo community, that are really sort of biohack type discussions, men respond differently to these biohacks than women do. And so there's all these discussions, you know, we're going to go into some detail about intermittent fasting and ketogenic diets. And there are people that do these and love them. And it's more uniformly, it works well more uniformly for men typically than these things do for women. And in fact, for women, there's some, you know, some women who respond to experimenting with these types of, you know, biohacks, and it just destroys them. And so we're going to kind of go into, you know, what is it about the female body compared to the male body that makes us more sensitive to changes in macronutrient ratios that mean that our bodies get stressed out when we reduce our carbohydrates or we skip breakfast? What is it about the woman's body that makes such a like big snowball effect when we combine things like stress and not eating, or stress and not enough sleep, or stress and you know, a very low carbohydrate diet? And so it's the kind of topic that you could do an entire, you know, semester long university class on, and we're going to distill that to 40 minutes of sort of broad strokes. You know, here's here's how these different systems are connected, and here's, you know, some scientific papers that have looked at how women specifically respond to these, you know, types of, I don't want to call them diets because they're not necessarily, I like biohacks, we'll call them biohacks. And then we're going to sort of propose, you know, some recommendations for women as they want to go forward, and then we want to experiment with these, and what kinds of things to look out for, to know whether, you know, the earlier you recognize that your body is not doing it, and the sooner you can change and get out, the less, you know, damage you're going to cause to your metabolism or to your hormones. And so we're going to kind of get, we're going to get in there too. It's going to be cool. And it's going to be full of our normal witty banter.
Basically me poking fun at you being a geek, probably.
It's basically going to be me doing like a normal science presentation, but instead of by myself on stage, Stacey's going to be there making fun of me the whole time.
I have practiced my Vanna White technique of the arm up and down as Sarah talks, because she will be talking for like 5 minutes per slide, and then it'll go to like the summary slide deck where I'm like, okay, so what Sarah's really saying is, and that'll be 30 seconds long.
You'll be like my translator.
Exactly. And I'm pretty much doing the same thing for my second presentation, which I'm doing with Stephanie from Stupid Easy Paleo and the Paleo Athlete, and she and I are doing a presentation on the benefits of strength training for women, and we're talking about the specific elements of strength training that reap specific benefits. So Stephanie, having been a previous science teacher and having a degree in that, did a lot of the scientific pieces, whereas I'm doing a lot of the, yeah, it just makes you feel good, so you should do it.
It does make you feel good. Hey, I'm on the leaderboard at my box now.
I saw. You're fancy.
It makes me, well, it's a pretty small box, so I think that's why. But it made me feel really good and strong. And then I also managed to do four double unders yesterday. And that made me feel
That's
good.
Awesome. I never got double unders or pull-ups before I quit CrossFit. I still work towards a pull-up because it's a functional movement that everyone should do, and it, you know, that translates into other things for me, but I quit jumping rope. I mean, I'm good at like singles. I just could not get double unders, and I was tired of smacking myself on the leg and the arms. And
it's like really hazardous to learn how to do double unders. I don't know how many times I whacked myself in the behind. Like, it was like getting spanked, and that's not something I enjoy. So just making that
just
clear for everyone.
Just in
case someone thought that was my thing, it's clearly not. And so, yeah, it's really tricky, but I actually watched, oh gosh, maybe like 7 or 8 different YouTube how-to videos on how to do double unders.
Of course you did.
I did, because it's a skill. It's, you know, it's a highly coordinated movement, but, you know, I also was trying to understand, you know, like I had some people say, just get really good at singles and double unders will just happen. And I was like, okay, well, I'm getting a lot better at singles.
Yeah, that's the thing is, I got really good at singles to the point where when I would try to do double unders, like, it was easier for me to do 400 singles than to try to do 100 double unders. And I was like, the heck with this, I'm just going to do it.
Well, and that's, I mean, actually, the WOD tomorrow is already posted, and it's full of double unders. And I think I'm going to go and probably just do a bunch of singles, because I don't think I'm going to be able to do 20 double unders in under
a minute. Our gym used to give us credit for trying a double under, so, like, even if you, like, tried to do 100 and only made 4, like, every failed attempt still counted, because you're still, like, jumping, you know.
My gym's not big on giving you credit for failed attempts. I'll ask tomorrow morning. Say, Jake, please, if I just jump really high, does that count? No, I can just see his facial expression right now. But it's a different type of jump. Like, you're actually doing, you're jumping more slowly and you're jumping a little bit higher. So I can do a few singles and I can do a double under and then I can get back into singles, but I don't have a lot of control. So as soon as I get back into the singles, I'm like all over the place. I'm not just straight up and down anymore. And then I pretty much then stop. I like eventually will just lose the rope and it won't happen anymore. But I'm close. I ordered myself a special fancy jump rope. I think it's going to arrive tomorrow, and I think I'm going to bring it to AHS with me.
Oh.
so I could jump rope in my hotel room.
Yeah, I don't think that Atlas stones and 45-pound plates will fit in my suitcase for...
Just bring a bunch of books or something.
Yeah. So speaking of books, you and I and Jimmy Moore have a book signing, like the day that this is available for subscribers. So sorry for the short notice, but we'll also be sharing it on social media. Right? It's Thursday night?
Yeah.
Our signing?
Yes.
And it's at some Barnes & Noble.
In San Francisco.
Yeah. We will have that information. So if you get this and you want to come and you're in the area, it's probably on the Berkeley side of San Fran, I hope. And we will definitely be spamming the internet and putting
that. It's a very short notice. Like, normally when we plan book signings, we plan them like weeks in advance so that we can like let everybody know that this is what we're doing. But this is one of those things that it just only came together at the very, very last minute. And I may or may not have emailed back and be like, what? I didn't think we were doing it that day. So actually, at this point, there is a slight chance that I will be doing a separate book event on a different day. I don't think that's actually going to pan out. I think I'll be there with you guys on Thursday.
Oh, come on. Don't be special.
I really wanted to go to the speaker's dinner.
Well, I don't even know if I've RSVP'd to that, but I did get us into the speaker's dinner on Friday night.
That's right. Yeah.
So no, if nothing else, we'll be hanging out with some people.
I was going to go, so someone's already paid for my food for that. But.
Yeah. Okay, so the only other announcement that I wanted to make was that Strong Woman Radio is officially up. So if you're interested in hearing more of me, I don't know why you would be interested in that. Especially if you're interested in the training things. It's not a paleo podcast. It's not a family-friendly podcast. It is expletive. But we started answering questions. There's two episodes live on iTunes as of this recording date, and there we'll be recording a third later this evening because I have nothing else going on since we're going to be out of town.
You have to wait for me to finish my slides first.
Exactly. I'm like, I'll record that while you
finish
your slides.
And if you wait long enough, I probably will eventually make your slides. Let's face it, that's probably what will happen. I will probably finish all the science-y slides, and then I'll be like, oh, I know what's supposed to go on these other ones. I'll just put it in there.
Just for the record, that was not my intention, but I won't be upset if you do it.
But that's also just kind of how I roll, so.
Yep. I mean, this is the benefit of doing joint presentations. Stephanie and I,
this is my first ever joint presentation.
Oh, I'm honored. We're a good team, you and
I. It may be my last. Let's wait and see how it goes.
Oh, don't be mean. So if you're interested, it is in iTunes, and you can search either by my name or Strong Woman Radio, and you can subscribe, just like you probably are subscribed, or at least should be subscribed to this podcast. It will probably end up on Stitcher, but Matt hasn't done all that jazz yet. So if you're interested, it's on iTunes. Go for it.
Hey, I have a completely unrelated question for you.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me a question related to strength, and I was like, you're going to need to submit that through the contact form in our blog.
That would have been, like, awesome. But I didn't think about doing that. I pushed a prowler today. That's completely aside, but it was my first time pushing a prowler, and it's really, really hard.
Yeah. Did you do it on rubber? Like rubber mats?
I did it in a parking lot.
Ah.
And it was downhill to start, and then it was uphill to go back.
Yeah. I mean, prowler is no fun. That is the strongman conditioning movement, right? Like, we don't jump rope, we prowler. We don't burpee, we prowler. But outside, okay, so there's like three things. Outside is the middle. It's not the worst, it's not the best. On turf, some gyms have turf. I don't know if your gym has that. Our gym does not have turf. In the contest that I did in Roanoke, we pushed the prowler on turf. And it was literally like a vacation for me. I was like, we need this in the gym. And my trainer was like, no, this is an argument for not having this in the gym. And on rubber is the worst because our prowler has a rubber bottom and then there's rubber mats. And you as a scientist should understand that rubber
friction.
Yeah, the rubber on rubber friction there is like insane. So even doing an empty prowler, rubber on rubber, is harder than doing 200 pounds on the prowler, like outside or on turf. It's just, it's crazy the difference it makes. So, but I'm glad you experienced the strongman stuff. We talked about it on the podcast with Viv, but the CrossFit Games were all strongman-y this year. So it was interesting to see a bunch of like strongman movements in the games, which is cool actually. So,
So that was a complete aside, and it was like totally not my question.
No, I thought that was your complete aside question, because you said your question was an aside.
I know. Well,
okay, go for it.
Aside, and then I had an aside for my question.
You had an aside to your side, which Matt told me really annoys him about all of my podcasts, by the way. He says, you guys bounce around too much. I'm like, eh, it's kind of how we talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what we can do to fix that.
What's your aside? I mean, we're 102 episodes deep at this point. We can't change.
That's right. That's right. There's no changing.
We're old dogs.
Yep. No new tricks. unless they're double unders. So my question was, how is real life paleo coming? You must be like in the thick of it right now.
Yeah, they sent us like the next iteration of edits that are all like serious edits. The ones where you're like, oh, I have to think about content and that sort of thing. And they wanted it back this week, and I politely declined. It's like, no, I'm sorry, that's not going to work for me.
That part of editing, it's interesting because for me, I really like watching my language get polished, but it kind of goes like, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, okay. Oh, no.
Yeah. So we got the big round of, oh, man, no no's. And then it was like, and we would like this back by Friday, and I'm in California for half of the week, and we're promised the kids that we would take them on vacation the first half of the week, and I was like, I refuse to spend my vacation and my time in California looking at this book that's coming out in November. I'm like, we can wait a week until we get back to do the next round of edits, and which is basically, my email was much more polite, maybe not much more polite, it was a little more polite than that, and I was like, so We need to know if you can't have this a week later. And she was like, enjoy your vacation. A week later is fine. So, which is why we have a great publisher. That's also why I'm fortunate that we turned our book in as early as we did and that it's moving along. We can't go to design until we get this last group done because it's contextual changes that will impact the layout and that kind of stuff. So they would like these rounds of edits to be done sooner than later so that we can go to the design portion because, like Practical Paleo and like the Paleo Approach, there are tear out guides and there are big graphic pages that explain certain things in a way to help people kind of understand them simply. As I've described before, we have the first 100 pages that are like, do this in three phases, and here's why we've broken it up into these three different types of phases. So it will be better for the publisher when they can get to that part of it and have a lot of time on that. But I think a week will be fine. I'm gonna enjoy my vacation, well, and I'm not going to worry about it.
That's the nice thing about having that. You know, you can have the conversation. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have so much leeway with mine.
Yeah.
Next time.
It is what it is. We learned from our first two, just like you learned from your first two.
Yep. That's why I'm taking a long time off.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we got anything else?
You already talked about the other talk that you're giving.
Yeah.
With Stephanie.
Yeah.
I'm also giving another talk at AHS. It's on the Thursday. And I'm going to be doing a talk really looking at the lifestyle aspects when it comes to immune health and how things like sleep and stress and activity interact with the immune system and interact with the gut barrier. So it's going to be actually a talk that's really focused on ancestral health, but from a lifestyle perspective rather than from a diet perspective. With really the sort of overarching theme being like, it doesn't matter how ideal your diet is if you don't have the lifestyle stuff in check.
True that.
Yeah. And it's, I'm going to be getting into, you know, definitely some more detailed science, not as detailed as I went into last year for people who saw my talk last year. So it's going to be a little bit more for the sort of general public rather than for the, you know, undergraduate science student. So this one's going to be a little bit more direct, but I am going to explain some scientific topics because I can't help myself. I just do that. So
I don't think that shocks anybody.
No, not anyone who has ever listened to us before. So that's going to be Thursday afternoon. So I think I'm Thursday afternoon and then you are Friday afternoon, right? Or Friday morning.
I thought maybe it was Saturday, but whatever day it is also my other talk. Both of my talks are on the same day.
I think we're Friday, but clearly we will put that in the show notes.
Katie is working on a graphic for me. Katie is my awesome assistant other than Monica. You hear us talk about Monica all the time. Monica manages the podcast for us. She just had a baby. Hi, Monica. You're awesome.
Hi, Monica.
Little Parker's like almost 7 weeks old now, I think, and she just posted a picture of him, and his cheeks are all big and bulgy. It's so cute. I love breastfed baby cheeks. I just can't, like, not chew on them. But
it's a good thing there's some distance between
you. Exactly. Well, I told her, I was like, I wish I was closer. I'd bring you some lactation cookies so I could snuggle the babe. And I could probably chew on his cheeks while I was there. But no. The thing that I was going to say is, Katie is working on a graphic for me, at least for me. I don't think she's working on one for you, though. That'll have like exactly what I'm doing that weekend between the Thursday night book signing, the two talks, and then there's also a book signing on site at AHS, and she will list out the dates, times, and locations for all of those things, and I can share that for people to get the information. Also, I'm going to save it on my phone so I know where to be.
I actually have put it into my newsletter, so people who subscribe to my newsletter actually probably know better than I do where I'm supposed to be. I'm pretty sure it's in my – maybe it's not. I'm going to make sure that that's in my calendar. That's like rule number one. Show up when you're supposed to talk.
Which you almost didn't do last year. A paleo effects or something, right? You were late, almost late to something. No?
No.
Okay. I thought I remembered you frantically getting ready at the house that we were sharing, saying, I have to go.
Yeah. I wasn't late for my talk. I was late for something that another person didn't show up for.
Ah, well, then no big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, so that's everything that we have going on. Sorry, it's just a chit-chatty catch-up show, but as you can see, we've got stuff going on. We potentially might have a topic, or more likely, Sarah and I will find time to record at AHS itself.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, we like doing that. People
have to make eye contact with me this time.
Oh, goodness. No, I'll go into another room. So that way we can...
Yeah, we'll do like an AHS recap show.
Yeah. And talk about what I did or didn't say or do at the presentation. Sarah will tell you how the level to which I mocked her. So, okay. We're good?
I think we're good.
Talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'll text you when I'm done with the slides.
Yeah. I'm keeping a close eye on you, lady.
Yeah. As long as I don't fall asleep in front of them.
Okay. Well, if you do, we can just do it tomorrow. So.
Yeah.
Please don't give yourself any sort of conditions.
I will do my best.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a good night, Stacey, and good night, everybody, and thanks for listening.
Thanks. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that she's 63.
Me?
She's our ages combined.
Yes. That's how old I am.
In Canadian years.
Yeah. Nice.
It's hard above the north.